It's the Peter B. Collins Show, and Brad Friedman from bradblog.com is with us. We're joined now by Nia Nguyen Domovic, who is a press spokesperson for Secretary of State Bruce McPherson. Nia, welcome to the program today. Thanks for calling back.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Yes. First of all, can we talk about the comment line? It is open today. Is it open today only?
The summit?
No, the comment line. The phone number at 916-657-2166. Are you aware of it?
On the voting systems?
Yes.
Yes.
You are aware of it. Now.
Yes, and also your viewer, your listeners can also send in their comments to the Secretary of State via email as well.
Okay.
Or through our website at www.ss.ca.gov.
Okay. Neil, why is the comment line open for such a brief window of time?
The public comment is open for a week after the public hearing.
Which was last Monday.
Correct. And it's an opportunity for folks who were not able to attend the actual hearing in Sacramento to send the secretary comments.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Could I ask a quick question?
Go ahead, Brad. Sure.
Why is it only for a week, considering that the week, I think you guys were closed on Thursday and Friday, were you not?
That's why we've opened it up on folks can send us emails or through the website as well or through letters.
And let's say that you get 50 or so folks who don't want those Diebold machines in there for every one who does. Is that going to have an effect on his decision, and how will it affect that decision?
Secretary McPherson will thoroughly review all the comments that were given and will be given to his office before he certifies any system.
And because I understand that the meeting, were you at that meeting last Monday?
Yes.
And could you give us an idea of the comments that you all received at that meeting concerning these Diebold machines?
Our staff is still gathering comments at the meeting. At that meeting, we had folks who spoke against the system as well as for the system. We had activists there. We had concerned citizens as well as registrars of voters there as well.
Did the numbers for one side or the other outweigh on either side?
Did you hear the question, Nia?
I think there were a lot of folks who expressed their opinion, and the secretary will be more than happy to. I mean, he will review all the comments made. But what I came on to talk about is today and tomorrow, the secretary has convened a voting systems testing summit of 23 states to talk about successful best practices blueprint for the testing of voting systems. We have representatives from the Federal Elections Commission here. We also have scientists, academics, and activists to talk about their best practices and their recommendations for a testing system.
Do you have voting rights and election reform groups involved in that summit?
We have invited and have solicited input from as many folks as we could possibly think of. After today, we will make the report and the recommendations public. In February, the secretary will host a public meeting on the summit's recommendation as well.
Could you give me an idea of who some of those folks from the election reform community and voting rights activists are that will be attending the summit?
The agenda has always been posted on our website. And the folks have been confirmed. Everything has been public and has been posted on our website as well.
The names of the folks who are attending, the organizations who are attending, are posted on the website?
Correct.
Okay, that's great. And once again, though, we didn't get to it. You said you were there, and so maybe you could let us know as a communications person. At that meeting, was any one side represented more than any other side in regard? Because we're trying to get an idea of how the public feels about, the Diebold coming back into California. And there has been reports that the folks against Diebold far outnumbered, and it wasn't even close, those who support Diebold. Can you confirm that for us?
Well, we have viewpoints from all sides, and like I said, the secretary will review all the comments.
All right,
that
Nia, we'll chalk that up as an evasion, and we understand you don't want to answer that question. Why was the voting system panel disbanded?
It's the same system that the same panel that has always been there. We had our elections council there. We had our assistant secretary of constituent affairs and legislative affairs there. We had our chief assistant secretary there. We have our elections.
Right, but there was a panel that included people outside of the secretaries of state, secretary of state's office, and they were not invited to the last few sessions. So has that panel been disbanded, Nia?
The name of the panel has been changed. However, the makeup is the same. And the bull.
Why did you change the name? Just to confuse us?
Absolutely not. It's the process is still the same, and the secretary wants to make sure that the part of the reason why he's holding this public hearing is to present the staff report and the consultant's report, hear public comments about it so that he can review all of the above.
Okay, I understand. Nia, could you just pass along to Mr. McPherson that he is invited to come on our program for an hour at his convenience? We would like to talk to him about these issues, about the process that is underway regarding electronic voting machines, and we'd like to hear from him directly about the criteria that he will use to evaluate Diebold's machines in particular against the looming deadline for certification at the end of December. So could you pass along that invitation
Absolutely.
To him?
Absolutely. And the invitation that was given to us by your producer is that it was either the secretary or if he wasn't available, which he isn't because he's at the summit right now all day today and tomorrow, is that one representative can come on as well.
Yes, and we appreciate that. I'd like to speak to Mr. McPherson. We're on the air every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m., so when his schedule permits, please see if we can make that work.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. That's Nia Wynn-Domovic from the Secretary of State's office. We have 1 minute remaining. Brad, you want to sum up?
I would have liked to have asked her with a minute we had left there, asked her about that hack test and how that got reported and where that is.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting the way she, as you pointed out, evaded the question. I don't know why it's so difficult for her to simply say, well, yeah, there was about 30 folks who spoke against it and two folks who spoke in favor of it.
Right.
Might give us an idea of the type of reporting we're going to get out of that Secretary of State's office, I'm afraid.
Well, my sense is she's in over her head, and she is being heavily managed from above.
It certainly sounds like it. Real quick, I don't know if we have time. I don't have it in front of me. I wanted to give out, maybe you can in the next hour give out that number again for the Secretary of State's office.
I got it right here, Brad. Thanks a lot for joining us today. We'll talk again soon. That's Brad Friedman from bradblog.com. The number is 916-657-2166.
Thanks, Peter.